Today's episode, Anchors Away at Mono Lake. In the 1950s, travelers heading to Tioga Pass or Bodie or any number of other Eastern Sierra locations may have been surprised to see an enormous mushroom cloud of water shoot straight up out of Mono Lake, followed by a deafening boom. At the end of World War II, Americans were joyous with the expectation of finally having peace at hand. However, no sooner were the peace treaties signed in Europe and Asia, the Cold War surfaced and became every bit as frightening and disconcerting as real war. Children practiced duck and cover drills in their classrooms, bomb shelters were constructed in backyards throughout the U.S., and Americans anxiously watched the latest world crisis on the new technology of television. At the same time, GIs returning from Europe and Asia brought home a new level of sophistication with them and were ready to travel and see America. Modern, affordable, and comfortable cars were being produced by Detroit, and Americans were traveling in numbers never imagined. The U.S. military was well-intentioned in its mission to protect Americans from the looming menace of nuclear war. Scientists worked hand-in-hand with the military to develop the most advanced weapons and defense system the world had ever seen. In the 1950s, the U.S. military made their way to a number of remote locations, primarily in the western United States, to conduct a wide variety of scientific experiments. The faraway reaches of Mono Lake made a perfect spot to conduct such tests. The U.S. Navy detonated numerous huge explosions in Mono Lake to determine the effect the blast would have on generating large waves. Since Mono Lake had no fish, the military thought it would be a good spot to conduct such tests because the effects would be minimal. Due to public pressure, though, the Navy halted its testing in the early 1960s after several years of conducting these experiments at Mono Lake. Exactly what the U.S. Navy was trying to learn is still considered top secret. A plaque noting this peculiar chapter of Mono Lake's history is located at the namesake of this experiment, Navy Beach. Today, this is one of the most popular destinations on Mono Lake, offering hiking, bird watching, and canoeing. The Navy at Mono Lake, it happened, and they traveled along El Camino Sierra to get there.